It just may be easier to move an asteroid than to find out how much a medical procedure is going to cost you before getting the procedure done. This is an issue we've been exploring on The Pulse.
So I called around to a lot of different hospitals to find out how much amniocentesis cost.
How much was the CT scan going to cost?
No one would tell me.
And the two nurses just looked at each other in shock, like, we don't know.
I ended up getting a bill a month later saying that it was $1,000 more.
It could put me in overdraft or serious financial difficulty.
We've launched an initiative called WHYY Price Check together with a company called Clear Health Costs. And what we're trying to do is create some transparency around the cost of medical procedures and around medical bills. People have been sharing information on our website at whyy.org/pricecheck. You put in information there on how much you paid, how much your insurance paid. The result that's starting to happen is a searchable database where you can check out how much procedures cost in our region. We've gotten over 100 entries so far. We're hoping for many more. Alana Gordon now has an update on one very common procedure that often has surprise expenses going along with it.
More than 10 million people get this each year. It's a really common screening tool for those who are over 50.
Especially the prep is not, very enjoyable. I'm trying to postpone it.
Patricia Carmona is talking about the colonoscopy.
Because I have some history of colon cancer in the family. So it's like a routine checkup for me.
Routine, perhaps, but the prices are far from it, depending on the details of the procedure and the items that get billed. In this region, prices appear to be all over the map, ranging from $800 to $8,000. That's based on information from a dozen people who entered what they were charged and what they paid for a colonoscopy into WHYY's Price Check database. For Patricia Carmona, who was one of them, she learned that prices can vary the hard way.
The total bill was $10,000. I was shocked because I didn't know. I thought that a colonoscopy was a colonoscopy and there was a rate that didn't vary by provider.
Carmona hadn't paid attention to cost or where she went until she had a colonoscopy recommended by her doctor under a new insurance plan. It meant she had to shoulder more of the cost of her care, 20%. She was unprepared for the bill she got afterwards for the procedure. Did I say bill? I meant bills.
So I was shocked when I got the different bills. I called them and I said, why are you charging me twice? Because it seemed they were charging me twice. But then they explained that, no, that's how the way it works.
Medical bills are complicated. Experts say the system is designed in a confusing way. But Carmona's experience is a common one for colonoscopies.
You get different bills for the physicians.
So those are the doctor fees.
One is the anesthesiology. Then I got the physician that did the colonoscopy. The other one is the pathologist.
Who examined a biopsy they took. She had another related procedure.
It's a long bill.
The doctor fees came out to more than $3,000, but those are the list prices. Her insurance rate brought those down to about $2,500. She then paid about $500. That wasn't it. The big charge was for another $7,000.
So the hospital charges you for what they call the facility fees?
Carmona showed me this in her explanation of benefits. The facility fees listed for her at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, where she went, included the use of the operating room, the recovery room, the pharmacy, and the lab. Now, keep in mind that $7,000 charge was a starting point.
So at the end, I think the negotiated rate was $5,900. And the insurance paid 80% of that, and I had to pay the rest.
About $1,100 out of pocket, again, just for those facility fees. The hospital turned down an interview request, but Richard Gundling with the Healthcare Financial Management Association says these facility charges are common for colonoscopies, and they're often higher at big hospitals compared to outpatient facilities.
You know, academic medical centers may have a higher true cost of providing that service because of the greater facilities and, you know, staffing and those types of things that they have compared to maybe an outpatient center that may have a lower cost but may not be able to do quite as complicated cases.
Gundling says hospitals often structure these fees in a way to cross-subsidize other health services and charity care and research. And again, these prices are not uniform. Hospitals and providers have individual contracts with insurers. Neil Shaw is a doctor and professor at Harvard who studies health costs. He says there's another reason why prices for colonoscopies and other medical procedures generally vary from one place to another.
You know, it's just sort of the market at work. It's the same reason why, you know, different restaurants can charge different amounts for a hamburger.
Okay, a colonoscopy, not quite a hamburger.
The difference is with a hamburger, you kind of know the quality of what you're getting as soon as you bite into it. With a colonoscopy, it's much harder to know the quality. But one thing that we know at a high level in the United States is that usually the price and the quality aren't well connected.
And you often don't know the price beforehand. Shaw says with colonoscopies especially, people may encounter unexpected sticker shock. Insurance may cover it if it's a preventive screening, but
the trick is if you find something that is suspicious and needs a biopsy, that biopsy might be billed separately.
As for Patricia Carmona, she says she learned her lesson after getting those colonoscopy bills.
Ever since that moment, then I started, every time I had a procedure or I had to go to get an X-ray or whatever, I always called ahead to try to get an estimate of the pricing.
Carmona's doctor tells her she's actually due for a colonoscopy again soon. This time around, she says she'll be asking up front about those facility, physician, and anesthesia fees.
But it's still a struggle. It's really hard to get this information.
For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.